The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Banned Book Breakdown, a podcast that delves into the world of censored literature, where we will review and draw attention to the stories of authors who the government has tried to silence. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and remember, literature unites us, censorship divides us. Let's review banned books. Welcome back to the Banned Book Breakdown. I'm your host, DJ Blue, and today in episode 5, we'll be reviewing one of my personal favorite dystopian novels, The Handmaid's Tale. I want to start by going over why The Handmaid's Tale is being banned in so many states. It shares a lot of similar themes as most banned books do with each other within the purposes of why they're being banned and why they're being challenged. In specifics to The Handmaid's Tale, the argument is against explicit content, which includes the novel's following of sexual violence and rape. And it is also being challenged and banned because it includes a lot of political themes. And a lot of these political themes are a mirror to our society now, such as, you know, the oppression of women and the right to one's own body being stripped away. It also has an argument about anti-Christian sentiment within the book and religious extremism. Critics kind of argue that the mature subject matter is inappropriate for minors, again, similar to other books, but I kind of found it interesting in this anti-Christian sentiment argument because the book largely includes themes from the Bible itself. And so it's not so much that it's just going way far off on its own tangent. It is using actual biblical references. And then the book also includes profanity and LGBTQ plus characters, which is another reason that so many people are trying to ban this book. And then to delve a little deeper into the specifics of each of these themes that are used as reasons to ban the books, as far as mature content and sexual content, the novel does contain some depictions of sexual violence, rape, and reproductive servitude, which are considered, you know, inappropriate for young adult readers, but we will tackle that later. And then political and social themes, like I mentioned, the book critiques authoritarianism, religious extremism, and the concept of women being stripped of their right to their own bodies is very much a mirror to today's society and what's happening in our world today in the US. And so this is considered controversial and challenging to traditional values, especially by those that follow Christianity. And then this argument for anti-Christian sentiments, some religious groups think that the book is anti-Christian because of its depiction of a theocratic regime, and it does critique organized religion. But as I mentioned, it isn't a far-fetched idea that just has no backbone to it. The source material for a lot of the inclusion of Christian beliefs in the book comes straight from the Bible. And then just other arguments for profanity. The book does include profanity and the inclusion of LGBTQ plus characters. And this is kind of interesting because it mainly relates to state laws that restrict books that have anything to do with race, gender, or sexuality. And then let's now delve into the actual content of the book. I'll kind of give a short synopsis and then discuss a little more about it. So the book was published in 1985. So it wasn't so much a recent publishing, which is interesting considering the relevance of what is happening in our government. But The Handmaid's Tale is a dystopian novel, like I mentioned, and it's a vision of a near future society that is in the book called the Republic of Gilead. And it's a totalitarian theocracy where women are stripped of their rights to their own bodies, and they're reduced solely to their reproductive functions. So that's the sole purpose they serve in the book, is for their reproduction. But the parallel we see with this to our society is that they don't have a right to choose what happens with their own bodies and with their own reproductive parts. The book follows a character, her name is Offred, and she's a handmaid. And in the book, the handmaids are the women that are forced to bear children for the ruling class. And so they're essentially forced into sexual servitude in order to reproduce. And Offred is like the other handmaids in the book. She doesn't have freedom. And in the book, the handmaids are not allowed to have any sense of individuality. They're all confined to one look and one way to act and one way to speak. And she's forced into the monthly ritual with the commander and his wife. The wife is Serena Joy. And this isn't an attempt to produce a child for the couple. And in the book, the government is a religious extremist government that kind of follows similarly to Christianity. And it's a very oppressive religious rule that the handmaids specifically have to navigate because they are dumbed down to just their reproductive purposes and nothing more. And to delve into the actual content of the book itself, Atwood is a really great writer, and this comes through really well in the book because it is a dystopian novel. So like other dystopian novels, you're meant to feel this sense of, wow, like this seems so far-fetched. But at the same time, it draws you back in and you're able to make comparisons and scarily stark comparisons to our society today. So she's able to make the world of Gilead feel alien and so distant and, you know, wow, like this could never happen, while also making it disturbingly familiar to what we are experiencing today. And the first person narration, which is through the eyes of Offred, is a very intimate one. And by doing this first person and by making it so intimate, we're able to provoke that sense of discomfort. And it's just very unsettling, especially when you realize how similar it is to today. And another really interesting choice by Atwood is to include this idea of language and the power that language holds. Gilead uses language to control and manipulate the citizens, renaming them, rewriting history, and suppressing dissent and any kind of disagreement. And Atwood's able to show how language can be weaponized to, you know, strip people of who they are and their own individuality. And I thought this was really interesting, especially in the U.S. where there are so many complaints about, oh, well, you're in America, you should speak English. But at the end of the day, America is a very diverse country and we speak multiple languages for a reason. And through this, we have individuality and we have that freedom. Back into a little bit more about why the book was banned or why it is being banned, and I guess kind of why it shouldn't. The Handmaid's Tale isn't an endorsement of a society like Gilead. It's not saying, oh, this is a great society, this is how we should be living. It's a warning and it's a cautionary tale about the dangers of being complacent and the fragility of democracy and this ever-present threat, especially today, of extremism and religious extremism and the incorporation of this religious extremism into government. And so in this sense, when we look at what's going on today, where women in some states aren't allowed to make decisions about their own bodies, and, you know, so many people are making arguments about politics being backed by their religion, it's interesting to see this mirror of, you know, religious incorporation into our government and that being used to force others into aspects of a religion that not all of us follow. And then also just, again, this idea that it's a scary time for women and we are being stripped of that right to choose. And so some, you know, dystopian tale that seems so far off really isn't anymore. And that's the scary thing. And so banning this book is really like, you're burying your head in the sand and it's refusing to confront discomfort and undeniable truths about our own society and mirrors to our society that you read in this book. Exploring these ideas that are really a reflection of our society, especially right now, the book really does kind of serve as this reminder that the freedoms that we take for granted or that we once took for granted can be so easily lost. And in the book, it's similar where it's this idea that, oh, that'll never happen, or like, oh, that's so far off. And then it does happen. And then everybody's shocked and nobody was really expecting it. And that's kind of similar where it's like, we have to be vigilant and we have to speak out against when we're experiencing injustice. And it really goes to show the power in defending the values of freedom and equality. And it's just such an interesting mirror to see that, wow, a book that we thought was so far-fetched, or that some might have thought was so far-fetched, in the end really is not, because we're already seeing themes of it come up in our own world. That's all for today's episode of the Banned Book Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to come back for another book review next week.